the Business Bunker? Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, May the 22nd. Can you hear me, Mother? Blimey.
Oh, it's very clear.
It's awesome. It's all echoing.
Oh, it's all new and sawdusty.
Yeah. Hey, listener, we're in our new studio.
Hello.
A brand new studio, and it may even be working, some of it, which is really cool.
I've never seen you so happy, Mr. Bunker.
Well, I'm not happy. It's kind of a manic smile.
You can say you're happy.
No, no, no. I don't know what's going to happen next. We've got one minor problem, which is that you can't phone the studio, because we're not confident that the telephone connection works into the desk.
It's all right. I can just do my impersonations of people phoning in.
Yeah. So what I'd like you to do instead, as we can't phone in this week, it'll all be fixed by next week, but for this week, we just need you to tweet.
I can just say, hello, it's Brent here from New Zealand, calling in from Ecomedia.
You could do a New Zealander using a South African accent. I'd give up now if I were you, Jess.
I find it very difficult to do the two together. Yeah.
No, you find it difficult to do either of them.
I need some Brandt lessons.
Yeah, yeah. He's on in a couple of weeks' time. So
I shall have some lessons.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Fish and chips.
Anyway, welcome to the show. It's lovely to have you all join us on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon in our new location between Hythe and Dymchurch down here on the seaside in sunny Kent. So welcome. I can't ask you to call because you can't call, but do please tweet us by following me at VanillaWeb and send us a tweet. Let us know what you're up to. We'll give you a shout out on air. And we've got a packed program for you today, which is really good. Our show sponsor for today is TaskSource.com.
Ah, the lovely Tendai.
The lovely Tendai Vicky and his crew from TaskSource.com. So do please support them by having a click on their link. Brilliant. But give us a tweet. If you don't want to tweet, then send us an email. But don't ring.
No, not this week, but next week you can ring.
I spend all my time telling people to ring and now I'm going, don't ring.
I know, I feel a bit churlish.
Yeah, I mean, it's just we're not comfortable that it wouldn't cut us off, you know. So we're quit while we're ahead, really.
Anyway. How do we sound? Tweet us and let us know.
Yeah, we'd like to know, because we've spent a lot of time and money on this, so the sound quality should be an awful lot better. So
very state of the art.
Oh, we've got a tweet already from Auratech, and it says sounds pretty crisp this end. Looking forward to another great show. So
sounds crisp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I like that, the sound of that.
Crisp. I do. They're in Broadstairs, you know.
Yes, I know.
I'll have you know.
We're going to be talking to them later in the show as well. Yeah.
Live.
Yeah, live. I tell you what, we've got a few things I want to talk about as well. Mrs. Serkin.
Yes.
Whose birthday it is at the weekend.
Oh, thank you for this.
Yeah.
Lip listener.
Yeah.
I just rattle. It's beautifully wrapped and... It's a lovely bottle of wine from Mr. Bunker, but he did have a bit of a confession to make, didn't he?
Absolutely. It was supplied courtesy of Liquid Pleasure in Tenterton High Street, Mr. Ian Foley, Beaujolais Boy on Twitter.
Yeah.
And when I told him it was your birthday, he dug out the most, and this was Ian's words, that is the most stonking bottle of wine you can have with lobster ever.
Well, thank you, Ian. I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
He was quite upfront about it. Mr. Bunker made sure that I knew it. He didn't actually put his hand in his pocket and buy it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
So thank you very much. Stanley Estates, Sauvignon Blanc. I think I can handle that. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We will expect a full report and feedback on the consumption of that bottle of wine
after the weekend. I suspect there'll be many a Twitter picture of me on the beach with my lobster under one arm.
Legs in the air, empty bottle.
It's been done.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. But it was lovely to pop in and see the guys at Liquid Pleasure this morning as well. Fantastic place. Do get along there. It's a wine emporium, but they do beer and spirits and a range of whiskies and all kinds of things. So do get along and support it. Fantastic. I mean, and they're so knowledgeable in there. You know, I mean, I just went in and said, I want something that will go okay with a bit of fishy stuff. and they turned up the most stonking lobster wine that there is.
Well, you know, Hilda Marie's doing I'm not stupid, am I? Because my new husband, I'm paying for him to do a lobster masterclass, a seafood masterclass with Hilda Marie catering for Kent. Then I roped in Ken Lloyd's lovely Nina, who's a brilliant chef. She's going to do the seafood masterclass. So Ken and I are just going to loll back and start drinking. And you're coming dressed as a lobster, you said. Later.
Is that right, yeah?
With those little...
In pink.
Yeah.
Pretty in pink. Well, it's my normal weekend attire,
But you'll be driving removal lorry as
I'm
well.
I'm driving a removal lorry because my eldest, Jamie, is moving into his new house in Canterbury.
Lovely.
On Saturday afternoon, and very good that is too.
So you'll have a place to stay in Canterbury as well?
I don't think so, no.
Oh.
I don't think I'm allowed anywhere near there. Oh. No. I did mention once that I quite fancy moving to that area, and when I got up again, I found I wasn't going to be moving there at all.
How is your finger?
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Anyway, we've got quite a few tweets coming in, and we'll read those in a minute. Let's have an email first, Jules.
Okay. University of Kent, business growth through innovation, unlocking regional potential. Barbara Cooper is the Director of Economic Development for Kent County Council. And she says that the Regional Growth Fund is now $2.4 billion, the fund operating across England from 2011 to 2015. It supports projects and programmes that lever private sector investment to create economic growth and sustainable employment. And Barbara will highlight the priorities for funding, the application process, as well as support available for growing businesses in East Kent. They also have David Williamson, Director of External Services for Kent Business School. They have Dr. Terry Corner, KTP, Regional Advisor, Technology Strategy Board. And also David Cadell, MAS Area Director, Manufacturing Advisory Service. I believe that this must be some sort of going on there with these speakers. So what I advise you to do, Bunker listeners, check out the University of Kent website, and details will be on the Bunker after this show. It says here, universities are an integral part of the supply chain to business, a supply chain that has the capability to support business growth and therefore economic prosperity. And that's from the Wilson Review, February 2012. So check out the University of Kent website there, and it will be on the Bunker show after.
Brilliant. I've got loads of tweets coming in. We do need lots of tweets today because we're
bored.
Yeah, we've got one fantastic guest in the studio, but because the phone thingy is not going, we don't have a phone guest and we don't have people ringing in. So I need you all to tweet us instead.
Yeah.
So send us lots of tweets.
We don't want to feel lonely.
No, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
I tell you what, it's great here, Bunker listener. There's a fish market.
Yeah.
I can buy our pack of socks.
Yeah.
When I go. And can you stop signalling?
No, it's okay. The door just blew open.
It's the Womble again.
Yeah.
Or the Yeti. There's a Yeti here. So and there's a farm shop, so we can do all our shopping.
Mm.
Hairdresser.
Absolutely.
You can have your hair done.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your follicle.
Yeah. No, it's good. There's a cafe on site and everything, and there's loads of car parking. No, it's really good. We're really pleased to be here at last, and it's taken some time, but it's been worthwhile, and hopefully the whole quality of the show will improve if they sack me or something.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. I just want to catch up with some of the tweets because we have got quite a few tweets coming through now. We've had Sally Laker at Sally for Cakes. We can hear you loud and clear. Can you give me a shout out in an Australian accent, please, Jules?
Hi there, Sally. Good day. I hope you're baking.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to my cupcakes on Saturday.
Yeah.
With a little strawberry on top.
It's like those two guys in the Foster's advert, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Are they real?
Yeah, you don't want to do that, mate.
Keep stirring, Sally, and I'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, so thank you for that, Sally. Sorry about that.
Australian
accent.
Girl.
Yeah. We've also had Mark Smith, Made in Kent. Great start. We can hear you loud and clear here at government-grants.co.uk. Time-limited opportunity for free/low-cost home installations. I can't say that. Home insulations. Insulations.
So that's things like eco things, isn't it?
No, knowing Mark, that'll be wall-to-wall ginger mouse mats.
It could be.
Yeah.
And then
maybe
the odd windmill.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's time-limited, free or low-cost home insulation via government-grants.co.uk.
Do you know, he's so clever, Smithy, because he powers his whole office with two tortoises.
Does he really?
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. So lunch as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, blimey. Guess what? Oh, you're in trouble again.
Oh, no, what have I done?
Echo Media.
It's not brand.
Echo Media.
Oh, no.
Vanilla Web Jules Sirkin. Sounds perfect. That's it.
Really?
That's perfect. Yeah.
Really?
You got away with that, Jules.
Oh.
Thank you for that, Brad.
He obviously didn't hear the beginning.
Yeah, and then he says, afternoon, oh. But he didn't say it like that, because that would be Dixon the Doc Green, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, he would say in a Kiwi accent.
Yeah, he would indeed.
Come on, you do it.
No, I'm not. I've had enough of this.
Fish yeah. and chips.
Hey, listen.
Pin and pin.
Haven't heard from this one for a while as well.
Who's this?
It is Piperus. Philippeus.
Oh, Piperus.
Yeah, Piperus.
Let's do a bit of Greek.
Yeah.
Come on, do your Greek accent.
No. Hold on.
Astafulu.
It says, give us a shout.
And Daxi.
Thank you for that. It says, give us a shout out, and Charles A.K., who's a new employee of Achieve Digital. Charlie's A.K. Yeah, I can't read that. Charlie's
you
A.K.
can't actually read and speak at the same time.
No, I can't. You are quite right about that. But it's because it's a Twitter handle, so I'm trying to work out which bit of it's
There's
the name.
There's no excuse, Bunker.
Yeah. Yeah, new employee of Achieve Digital anyway. And she's also a great singer.
Charlie.
Apparently.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll have to have her on.
Yeah.
Now we've got a mic each.
Absolutely.
Can you believe that I'm not going to have to struggle for the mic anymore?
It's throwing us, listener.
Worry about what I ate the night before. I can have garlic now.
Normally, broadcasting this show is like a game of Twister.
Yeah.
With electronics thrown in. But we've all got our own mics. We've all got our own headphones.
I feel slightly hysterical.
Yeah.
Do you?
It's not good, is it?
No.
It's working too well.
I know.
I'm not happy. Yeah. Blimey, there's no excuses anymore. Anyway, I'm sure something will go wrong any minute now. We've also had a tweet from Inline Magazine. That's Donna, isn't it?
That's lovely Donna, yes.
She's a lovely Donna.
Do you know I'm doing her business pages for her?
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. No, I didn't know that.
She very kindly asked me to do it, and I have accepted.
I did have a look at her magazine, actually, and I was quite impressed with it. Inline Magazine, you sound crystal clear here in Canterbury. Well worth the wait. Happy birthday, Jules.
Oh, thank you. And she's moving her magazine up from, I believe it's a, come on, Donna, help me out on this. It's a 12-pager, and she's going up to a 30-something pager, 36, I think.
Right.
So all events send to me for July, August, September, October.
Right.
Business events, and I'll put them on my business page.
Cool. I've had a tweet, and quite right too. Sounded good, nice levels. Tell the bloke who put the studio together he is obviously a star.
And who's that from? David Wimble.
Dave Wimble. And Dave Wimble is a star. Yeah. No, he's done a fantastic job on putting the studio together, along with Kev and all the other guys that helped out bringing it all together.
Yeah.
And they're all pulling faces at me now, but you know, we're loving Kev's new face fungus as well, which is looking good.
Do you know, I can even sort of come away from my mic a bit, and you don't get... Do you remember how I used to have to practically eat it?
I know.
It's
all very disconcerting, isn't it?
I can't believe
having
this.
Having working stuff, it won't...
This is like real radio.
Yeah, it's proper stuff, isn't
it?
Yeah. Brilliant. Cool. Anyway, good. So, we've got loads of tweets coming, but keep them coming. I've got a few more emails to read here as well.
Yes, do.
Hi, Paul. Is your information valuable to you? What would happen if you had a fire and lost all of your records? Well, all my...
Your LPs.
My LPs. No, I don't think she means that. Spreadsheets, individual Outlook accounts, databases may have been a satisfactory way of managing your business when you were a small company, but as your business grows, you will need to become more efficient, effective and productive. Your staff will need support to manage their workload and stop wasting time on meaningless tasks. We're passionate about making your business work for you, whether you want to streamline, grow or become eco-friendly. We will support you through the changes to your business and culture, professional, independent, impartial advice and implementation of tools to make you succeed. We are a completely independent consultancy, so we guarantee that the tools we implement will be the ones that are best for you and your business. If you would like to have a completely free consultation, then give us a call. We are very happy to come to your offices or to have an informal chat by phone. And that's Dawn Russell, Dawn Russell Consulting. And you can get to Dawn via her website, which is www.dawnrussell, that's R-U-S-S-E-L-L. I'll do that again. Dawn Russell, dawnrussell.org.uk. So, do get along and chat to Dawn and see what she can do to help you.
That sounds like a very good, you know, free consultation is always help, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Mr. Bunker, I want to ask you something.
Go on, then.
You know, we often get that boutique, the children's boutique that tweets us.
Yes,
can you remember what their Twitter handle is?
No.
I thought you would. I was relying on you.
I thought I would, but it went out of my mind completely.
If it comes back, or if they're listening, Inline magazine are doing a special family feature. They might be interested in it.
Right. Hold on a second. I'll just press the wrong button.
Don't do that.
No, you don't want to do that.
It was all going so well.
It was. It can last.
I might have to drink my Stanley wine.
No, don't start opening the wine.
Shame it's not chilled. Right. Otherwise, I would.
Right, I've got a couple more. I've got a couple more tweets here. I've got the lovely Janice Watton.
Hello, Janice.
Can you do a shout out for the Folkestone Air Show on the 2nd of June? The Burlington Hotel will be serving cream teas there all day. I'm can indeed, Janice. I saw Janice last Friday. Actually, I hadn't seen her for ages. Can you do a shout out for the Folkestone Air Show? That is shouted out. That's the Folkestone Air Show on the 2nd of June, and the Burlington Hotel will be there serving cream teas.
That sounds very good, and she's also doing a Canterbury Brownies business networking, isn't she?
She is indeed.
At the Abbott Spartan, which is this Thursday from 7 to 9 a.m. at the Best Western Abbott Spartan Hotel. It's $8.50 a person. They have a mystery guest speaking, plenty of great businesses in the room for you to get to know. And please contact Janice Watton. Details will be on the Business Bunker website after the show. Reserve your space. So that's this Thursday, Abbott Spartan in Canterbury, the Canterbury Brownies Business Networking.
Cool.
Notice that sync there.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, you're now listening to the Janice Watton Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, because Janice is now telling me via Twitter, I need no more encouragement, I have lots to tell you, and currently we're listening from Eastbourne at the York House Hotel. So hello to all the residents in the York House Hotel listening to the Business
What
Bunker.
A life that
It's a lovely be. Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a couple more tweet outs. Let me tell you what's going to happen, listener, in a
oh,
minute.
Hands have gone on the hips.
Yeah, I'm getting all business-like now. We've got a couple of things coming up. We're going to do a couple more tweet outs and bits and pieces, and then we'll have some tunage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll play a bit of a tune.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about that just before I play it, because it's a bit of a...
You like a bit of suspense, don't you?
Yeah, but it's a bit of a special tune, this one.
Is it?
Just for me. Yeah, it's my own personal request.
Nothing to do with my birthday, then.
No. It's not a birthday ditty, I'm afraid.
Not a lobster song.
Yeah, no, we're going to do your birthday ditties next week.
Not a lobster song.
This is celebrating something personal to me.
Oh.
Which I'll do in a minute.
Will it be a weepy?
No. And then after that, we've got a first for the Business Bunker Show, because we've got an outside broadcast.
A Vox
Pop. Outside broadcast, just a small clip from the South East Business Show from last Friday, which we did in conjunction with Meridium FM, who are a radio station in East Grinstead. So thank you to Nigel Peacock and the guys at Meridium FM, and we'll be doing that in a moment. I think what we'll do, though, we'll have one more email, Jules, and then some tunage.
Okay, I'm going to give you two, actually, but just to annoy you. Right. Millbrook Garden Centre, they've gained national recognition and scooped two top honours in an award that recognises the best landscaping achievements in the UK. In the Association of Professional Landscapers, it's known as the APL Awards, Millbrook's Jake Barton was the winner of the Young Achievers Award, and the design and landscaping team was also highly commended for a garden creator for a client in Westrum. So that's millbrookgardencentre.co.uk. Well done, Jake, and the team there at Millbrook Garden Centre. And then food safety testing firm ToxiMet is gearing up for a global launch of its revolutionary ToxiQuaint system. What is this? The company is based at Kent Science Park near Sittingbourne, and they've been invited to unveil its unique toxin testing tool. Can you say that?
Toxin testing tool?
Yeah, you just
showed me. Yeah, I just did.
Toxin testing. I couldn't do that after my Stanley Sauvignon Blanc. Unique toxin testing tool to leading members of the international scientific community in Singapore in May and Canada in June. And the firm's portable ToxiQuant instrument, this sounds very scientific.
It does.
It accurately measures the levels of naturally occurring poisons such as mycotoxins that are present in many commodity foods. As a result, ToxiMet's technology would be able to reduce the impact of these potent fungal toxins on human and animal health and satisfy stringent regulatory. No, you don't say any better than me.
No, I don't.
Regulatory.
No, it's not right, is it?
Doesn't sound right.
Regulatory.
Sounds a bit...
Regulatory.
Thank you. I knew there was a way. Mm. And trade specifications. So well done to ToxiMet. You wouldn't think that was going on in Sittingbourne, would you?
I know. There's so, you know, Jules, that's what this show's all about. Yeah. It's supporting all all those businesses in Kent that are world beaters, even though some of them are really tiny companies. They're dotted all over Kent. There's 56,000 small businesses in Kent.
Yeah.
And they don't get any recognition. And that's what this show's about. And funnily enough, I was talking to some radio people about this kind of thing.
Were you?
And everybody has agreed. Nobody has come across anything like this show anywhere in the UK.
No, I know.
Now, what they meant by that, I'm not sure. But there is no UK business-based talk show in the UK currently broadcasting. We are the only one. So Kent has the most unique thing of all, Business Bunker Show.
Yeah, it's true. And I find it with, as I've said before on the show, that if I want to put business events out, there's not a radio show I can do it on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just isn't one except us.
Absolutely.
But well done there, Toximet. Who'd have known that that was going on in Sittingbourne, and that, you know, they're trotting off with it to Singapore and Canners. Well done, Toximet.
Brilliant. Do you know what?
Tunage.
I think we'll have a bit of tunage, and this is just...
You're going to tell us the story?
This is just indulging me. There's no big story to it, but my little football team had a bit of a football match on Saturday night. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I made up.
Oh, was it Chelsea or something?
Yeah. And this is our anthem.
Oh,
it's not very long.
Oh, no.
And it's a rubbish tune.
Shall I get my, what are they called, hooter thing?
Yeah, but this is just to indulge me.
All right.
Come on, you.
Is that why you're wearing the blue stripes?
It is indeed, yeah. I'm made up by this. I'm broken up. I never thought I'd say this. Anyway, let's have a listen to this. Jay and the All Stars, the Liquidator there.
It was nice to see you doing your knees up there.
Yeah, what a weekend that was. Unbelievable.
Well, that's why you're not prepared for Jamie's move then.
I know.
Doing that all weekend.
Just, you know, made up by that. Anyway, a bit of indulgence for me. That's the Liquidator, Harry Jay and the All Stars. Well done, you Blues. Right, we got a first now on the Business Bunker, and let's hope this works. We've got a little bit of a vox pop, as Jules was saying, of some recordings of some of the exhibitors from the South East Business Show at Gatwick last Friday. So We did this, the Business Bunker did this in conjunction with Meridian FM, a radio station from East Grinstead. So a big thank you to Nigel Peacock and the guys from there. Let's have a listen to this, if we can.
Last Friday, the South East Business Show took place in Copthorne, West Sussex. Business Bunker radio show was there, and we spoke to a number of the exhibitors.
OK, I'm Paul Bates. I'm one of the directors of Clean Kill Pest Control, which is cleankill.co.uk.
Is pest control a big problem for business?
It's an ongoing problem for business, and most of the work that we carry out is preventive pest control, as opposed to getting rid of problems. Probably only about 10% of our work is getting rid of a problem with rats, mice or cockroaches.
So how do you prevent?
Prevention is by regular inspection. Nearly all office blocks, nearly all retail parks have preventive pest control carried out, where we go around 8 times a year, inspect the exterior of the property, the interior. If areas need proofing, we'll carry out the proofing to stop. We try to exclude to start with, then restrict, and if they do get in, then destruction.
Is it predominantly food-based businesses?
No, the majority of our work is offices, retail parks, anywhere can have a pest problem, whether it's Buckingham Palace or whether it's a squat in Shepherd's Bush.
What range of pests have you seen over the years?
Rats, mice, cockroaches, bed bugs, half a fox, half a mouse, half a rat. If it's a pest other than your mother-in-law, then we'll deal with it.
Hi, my name's Mike. Our company is ComputerCare. Our website is computerc.co.uk. And we're based in Leatherhead, and our business is primarily IT support.
How important is IT support to a small business?
Sometimes more important than they realise. It's a little bit like insurance, you know, the day after the fire, you realise you should have had somebody looking after your equipment. And bearing in mind so much these days is actually cloud computing, so you're reliant upon a very strong and reliable internet connection. Once that goes down, you stop trading. So it's critical. One of the things we do behind the scenes is we'll be diagnosing systems without the client really knowing, so that we can identify a problem before it actually becomes one. And that means that it runs seamlessly and they can continue doing what they do best, which is their business.
Hello, I'm Hazel Skilling from the Sussex Payroll Services. Our offices are based in Lewes. Our website address is sussexpayrollservices.co.uk. And our telephone number is 01273 897321.
Why do companies use a payroll service?
There's many reasons. Some of them are time-based. They want to outsource their payroll service to save on time. Some is for saving on costs. It can save them staff costs and software costs, license fees, etc. Some people outsource for confidentiality reasons. They outsource to somewhere off-site and we can deal with all that for them.
So how does the company communicate information to you? They've got lots of employees with different rates of pay, different hourly rates. How do they pass that information across to you?
We have contacts by email. Some people use fax, some people phone us, and some people send in written correspondence. We have all manner of details of people contacting us.
Nitel Corporate Assurances, PLC, Eric Webb, nitelassurance.com.
What do Nitel do, Eric?
We're commercial insurance brokers. We serve mostly the SME sector, dealing with businesses in Kent, Surrey and Sussex, predominantly.
What type of insurances can you provide to companies?
We can help a business with any aspect of its insurance requirements, whether that's property, liability, professional indemnity, credit insurance, pretty much anything they might need.
And you specialise in marine insurance, I think?
We have a special niche in marine insurance, where we insure passenger boats. We're the UK's leading insurer of passenger boats. A big growth area for us at the moment is in the UK offshore wind power sector.
You're listening to The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews on Looker Radio.
Hey, welcome back.
Oh, I like your jingle.
Yeah, yeah, we got loads of toys here. We got all kinds of new stuff I'm playing with now. So,
oh, it's very
a little bit of a vox pop, some outside broadcast there.
Very
we're gonna
interesting.
We're going to be developing that over the coming weeks and doing a lot more stuff now that we've got some, you know, some decent equipment in the studio and things that we can do and decent quality stuff.
Yes, we could creep in.
Yeah, I thought I'd let you have a listen to some of that. That was from the South East Business Show last Friday at the Effingham Park Hotel. Cockthorne near Gatwick. Massive turnout, 135 odd stands, over 1,000 people through the door. Brilliant day. And there were just some of the people that were exhibiting and visiting the show for you to listen to. And we did the outside broadcast in conjunction with Meridian FM from East Grinstead. So thank you to them. I've got loads and loads of tweets.
I'm just a bit flabbergasted by that. Half a fox.
Yeah,
he'd found in that pest control.
Unbelievable.
Half a mouse.
Yeah.
And half a rat.
Well, who's having the other half? That's what I want to know.
I know.
There's something weird going on, isn't there?
I had a guy from a pest control.
I heard.
Canterbury.
Oh, see. Right. Okay.
And I just moved swiftly past that one. And his name was Mickey. And he was the mouse man.
Yeah, Mickey the mouse man. Yeah.
And I said to him, look, my cats are living in this pump room, which was nice and warm. And I opened the door. And they've got a nice wicker basket with like sheepskin, the cats. I opened the door and I went, oh my God, there's a fox in there. This was daylight and there was a fox lounging in the cat basket.
Blimey.
Very smelly fox. Mm. And I got a man from the Isle of Sheppey to rescue him.
Right. Okay.
Feed him up. And then he phoned me and said, could he release him back into my back garden? I said, I'd rather not. He said, but it's what he knows.
Yeah.
So we put him out on the slopes and tanked him.
Cool. Good stuff.
Bushy and bright-eyed.
Right. Cool. Well, I got loads more tweets, so I've got to catch up with some of these. We had a tweet from Tony Saunders, the chimney man.
Oh, hello, Tony.
Yeah, and he says, Kent wood burning, £990 supplied, installed wood burning stoves, offer still on, only £999, could pay that just for installation normally. So that's the whole thing.
It's a fantastic offer.
Yeah, that, I can't remember their full website and I can't read it on here, but I know that they're in Whitstable, aren't
they? Isn't it Chimney Sweet?
No, that's his Twitter handle.
All right.
It's chimney_man. But it's Kent wood burning stoves or something like that.
Or Whitstable, maybe.
Yeah, Whitstable stoves.
Mark Smith will know.
Yeah, but he's in Whitstable. But it's because Twitter shortened the link. He did give me a link.
Yeah,
but Twitter shortened
it's just on the corner of Saddleton Road, Bunker Listener.
Yeah.
And a lovely shop. And do go in while he's got that offer.
Mm.
I've got a quote from him.
Blimey, Janice is still going strong as well.
Janice.
I've had about 12 tweets from Janice.
You'd think she'd be just having a martini, wouldn't you, in her hotel?
Yeah. So anyway, so. Janice is telling me all about stuff, but we've...
Can you cough, please?
Yes. Excuse me. But we just read out... Have we read out...
I just saw the half a rat come out then.
Oh, dear, don't go there. No, she was telling me about the brownies thing, but we've got an email about that later anyway, so we'll do that later.
I read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can read it again.
No, I thought you had.
Do you remember the sink?
Yes.
When I said it's not just thrown together, this show.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm just...
She's probably just sipping a martini.
She's not listening. She's at the beach, she's at the seaside in Eastbourne.
Yeah.
That's why.
She's in a deck chair.
Yeah. We've also got Angela Bryce-Stevenson.
Hello, Angela.
Yeah. And she said, good luck with the show today. Just on my way back from a lunchtime run by the ocean.
Oh.
Blimey.
Ocean.
Yeah.
Well, that's not Margate, is it? Or Broadstairs.
Sounds exotic, doesn't
ocean.
It?
Ocean.
Yeah. So we maybe
I wonder where she is.
We could, at this very moment, Jules, our voices could be floating around the Seychelles off the coast of California somewhere.
Could be.
How nice for us.
She's probably in little pink shorts and roller skates.
Blimey. I just had a tweet from Lisa Settle.
Hello, Lisa.
There's a power cut here on Medway City Estate, so we can't listen in. Hello to everyone. Hope Dan enjoys it on the show. Did he bring food?
He did, yes. And wine, I've got, Lisa.
Yeah.
More importantly, from the Beaujolais boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I've been rummaging through his bag. He also bought me a beautiful Oratech bag, which I shall use for my dog walking. Thank you for that, Dan.
And we've had a tweet from Julia Gray, coming through loud and clear here too, awaiting the Turkish accent.
Eşak, hello. This is my Turkish speaker from Istanbul.
This is the votes from Ankara.
From Istanbul. yes, Eşak.
That'll do, thank you.
I think
you.
I
near
need a lesson, Julia.
Yeah. and we've had Kevin Edmonds of DMS Graphics. Please say hi to Daniel Eels. We are sponsoring an exhibition roller banner for his competition at the Kent and Medway Business to Business Exhibition. And we're going to be hearing about that later on when we talk to Dan, who's our studio guest later on in the show. We got loads and loads of tweets. I'll come back to those. I think we'll do another email now. And I'm going to do one because I've got one here.
Yes, go.
It's the Better Breakfast Show, which starts at 7.30 until 9 on Friday the 25th of May. That'll be this Friday.
That's, yeah.
And it's at the Priestfield Stadium, Gillingham Football Club in Redfern Avenue in Gillingham. And you can book... Have you got your pens and paper handy, you folks out there? By calling Medway, which is 01634-300-000. So that's 300-000. That's five zeros.
I'm surprised you mentioned another football team.
I don't mind mentioning them. Yeah.
Because you flatten them.
Yeah. So call 01634-300-000 and ask for Debbie and the Better Breakfast booking line. And it's a business success in relationship-bursting business basics. No, I'll do that again. It's business success, recession-bursting business basics. Why do people always do alliteration?
I don't know.
It's just so that I can't say it, isn't it? Yeah. It's on your doorstep, if only you knew where to look. Pragmatic and practical support, advice, and money that's available in Kent to help your business through today's challenges. So this is the important bit. Over the next three Better Breakfasts, we will have a range of speakers and activities to show you what's available to you if you only take one small action. There's no BS or complexity, just plain and simple advice, hard cash and other options you could consider to make your business succeed. If you sit back and wait, the phone won't ring. So take action and come to a focused networking session and be prepared to take action and to get engaged. This month, did you know of the employer grant? Yes, a grant. For new hires from Kent County Council's new scheme to encourage employers to take on apprentices in Kent.
Well, I'm just taking on an apprentice. That sounds brilliant.
Yeah. Kent Jobs for Kent Young People, which was launched at Kent 2020.
Right.
How are you engaging with the green agenda, free energy audit and advice, and the important bit, it saves you money, plus a short video on managing change. That's from Neville Gaunt, who's the Managing Director of MindFit, and you can find MindFit or their website, which is www.performancespecialist.co.uk, or you can ring Priestfields and book yourself on this Friday's Better Breakfast business-based brilliant show.
Neville, we haven't heard from him for a while, have we?
No, we haven't. He's still
so
around.
Nice to
he's
hear
still,
from him.
He's still around, he's still doing stuff, and loads of things happening.
Can I start my Sauvignon Blanc yet?
No.
Looking at me.
I am looking at you. No, we're doing a radio show. Okay. We don't want any of that. That's for your. It's to go with your lobster on Saturday. I've also got another email here about Rotary members. That's International Rotary. Yeah. Get on their bikes. Two members of the Rotary Club of Crowborough are getting on their bikes to take part in the London to Brighton bike ride to raise funds for the British Heart Foundation as well as some local Crowborough charities. Vice President of the Rotary Club of Crowborough, Mr. Stephen Tester, and his Rotary colleague, Tim Baldry, are taking part in the ride. Stephen is the part owner of the Crowborough-based independent funeral director, Tester & Jones, while Tim, also based in Crowborough, is a fencing and groundwork specialist. You can support the Rotary Club of Crowborough's London to Brighton bike ride by visiting justgiving.com/Stephen, that's with a PH, hyphen Tim. So that's justgiving.com/Stephen-Tim. And give some support to those guys from the Crowborough Rotary.
And that will be on the Business Bunker website after the show.
Yeah, I should say, I haven't said that, have I?
No, you haven't.
I haven't said that today. You're quite
most
right.
Most lax.
Yeah. Everything you hear on the show today, as normal, will be on the Business Bunker website later on. So you can find all these links, phone numbers, email addresses, when you come back to listen to the show again later.
And the mystery word from last week when Lisa Settle was on and she actually chose the mystery word, that is still up for grabs. So you can even listen to the archives and get a prize.
Really? We got a mystery stack, have we?
Yeah.
We're stacking them up.
Yeah. Last week's mystery word has not been guessed.
Guess what?
Guess what?
I actually bumped into a really nice lady while I was hanging out in Liquid Pleasure in Tenterton High Street today.
With the Beaujolais boys.
With the Beaujolais boy, Mr. Ian Foley.
Is there only one of them then?
Only one Beaujolais boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is he called Beaujolais boy?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was Beaujolais boys. It's just wishful thinking, I think.
Anyway, it was just...
So you were hanging out in there.
I was hanging out.
You, the teetotaler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was hanging out... Well, they sell Taywells in there as well.
I know.
I was hanging out. It's a wonderful place. It really is lovely.
Do they do... do you drink sort of alcohol-free beer?
No.
Do you not like alcohol-free beer? Why?
It tastes like rubbish.
Does it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
I bought some for you, and it's in my fridge. I'm really upset now.
Well, I'm not going to be drinking it. Well, I'm not coming anyway, so...
You're coming as a lobster, you said.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, while I was in sorting out your birthday present...
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lady in there called Harriet.
Right.
And Harriet is from the old dairy brewery at Rolvenden.
Wow.
Yeah. And Liquid Pleasure actually stocked their beer. And she was replenishing their shelves because apparently it's really popular. And it's really good. Their beers, they do Gold Top and Silver Top.
That's really clever.
Yeah, and you know, Double Whipped and all that kind of stuff. That's all their brand names.
Did she have one of those sort of buckets across her shoulder?
Yeah.
And a low-cut dress, spotted.
I didn't look at that. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, utterly lovely beer.
Utterly lovely.
That is utterly lovely beer.
Did you just make that up, or is that their strapline?
Would I make up such things?
You might do.
No. Anyway, so that's Old Dairy Brewery from Rolvenden. And you can buy their beer at Liquid Pleasure in Centerton and other outlets. But if you want to look at the range of stuff that they do, you can look at their website, which is www.olddairybrewery.co.uk.
That's what I love about Kent. Yeah. All the different microbreweries going around.
Absolutely.
And
so anyway, it was really lovely to meet Harriet in the shop there in Liquid Pleasure. And I said to her, you know, we'll get her on the show at some stage.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about what they're doing.
I shall get John Sykes to drive me in readiness.
Oh, blimey, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Or cool. Ken Lloyd, one of them.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to read another couple of tweets, and then I think it will be time to talk to our studio guests.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I think so.
Okay, well, let me just do a couple more of the tweets we've got. We've got Jules and Vanilla Webb. Congrats from all of us at Principal HR Solutions on the new studio. Have a fab show today. We'll be listening. Thank you for that. That's Cheapo at Principal HR Solutions. Mm. Thank you.
Well, we must be sounding better.
Yeah. Nicola Blackledge, sounding good. Can you give me a shout out? Busy editing pics, but so tempted to get out and enjoy the fab weather. That's Nick at Kent Weddings. Nicola Blackledge.
It's always hard, isn't it, Nicola, when you're working from home and you look out the window and everybody's out there having ice creams and strolling around.
Cool.
Keep your nose to the grindstone.
There's obviously some other Chelsea supporter. It's a new listener. I don't know who this
One other.
No. But I don't know who this is. It's a new listener. And he just went, just listening in for the first time, Paul, you're a legend. We are the champions of Europe 2012. That's from Drew Kilburn. You're right there, Drew.
Hi, Drew.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
I guess the next tune will be the same song again then. Or have they got lots of ska that they play for Chelsea?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, One Step Beyond and all that. Yeah. It's awesome. And then we got another tweet from Mr. Wimble, who's on a roll now, who says, seeing as our studio is working so well, have we got any other people who want to have their own radio show? They can call Marsh Media to find out about that. It's something that we've been tweeting about just recently. Anybody that has an idea for doing their own show, you know, specialist show, talk show of any kind, there is an opportunity to do that because we are developing stuff. So either get hold of Mr. Wimble at Marsh Media, or you can get hold of me, or you can get hold of Dave through me, and we'll talk to you about it. What we're thinking of doing, I'm doing this on the fly. He's looking at me with open eyes now because I haven't told him this.
Yeah, his jaws just dropped.
His jaws just dropped. We're going to have an open day.
Yeah.
Once the studio's up and running, and we're going to invite some people down that want to do shows on the studio. No, he's giving me a thumbs up. He's all right with that.
Hilda Marie could do an alfresco Barbie.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get a few people down.
And I love an alpaca.
Have a look around the studio and tell us what your show idea is.
So on a spit.
That'll be good, won't it? And then we've got Janice is still going strong.
She's on her second martini now.
Yeah, yeah. And she says, Jules, you're welcome to join us later for a drink or two.
Oh, how long would it take me? Yeah. I could bring my Stanley Estate Sauvignon Blanc,
you
Janice.
You could, indeed. But you'd have to go to Eastbourne because that's where she is.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Not far.
Okay. And then Beaujolais Boy. Hi, Paul and Jules. Happy birthday. Sorry, missed the start of the programme. Just sat down as we are painting, getting ready for the Jubilee and other messages to follow. Oh, hey, cheers for the mention. Please tweet out, my Sauvignon has just won a medal in the IWC show in London. It's our own wine.
So, this must be another one, because this Stanley Estates can't be his Sauvignon, can it? Now I'm confused. You have to tweet me again now, Beaujolais Boy.
Yeah, I mean, it might be their own label.
I hope you heard the grand unwrapping of my wine at the beginning.
Yep. Oh, and he's obviously answering your questions now that you were asking earlier.
Okay.
And he said, Jules, there are three of us here.
See?
Marcus, the olive oil boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Single.
Yeah. I can handle three, that's fine.
Right, yeah. Raimondo Blanc Ford, who could be single if you ask.
Raimondo.
And Beaujolais boy, yeah.
Ah.
And he doesn't mention single or otherwise.
No. Then, yeah. Well, I'll speak with my new husband.
Yeah. Anyway, there are three of them at the Liquid Pleasure.
I will have to go along and...
And I forgot that, actually. I didn't mention it earlier, that they also do olive oil.
Well, olive oil is like a wine, isn't it? Because you can get it aged and, you know, and organic and gorgeous and scented and everything.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about me. Yeah, no, olive oil, yeah, no, you can.
Yeah, it's like a fine wine.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And
can I open my Stanley Estates now?
No!
Well, look, it's here.
No, willpower, Jules.
Can I open it?
No, willpower.
Just a sample.
No, it's for Saturday. Okay, we've had I'm going to do one more tweet, and then we're going to talk to Dan.
Okay.
Yeah? We've had a tweet from Andy Sutterfield.
Oh, lovely Andy, yeah.
Hoodness Horse at Great Chart. Just been putting plans together for two beer weekends, 1st to the 5th of June for the Jubilee. The 1st is on the 5th to the 7th of June for Jubilee Ales and two local ales, and then from the 15th to the 17th, a Cornish Beers weekend.
You know what he'll do?
What?
He'll just keep both of them going for the whole period.
Yeah, yeah. There's not a break in between, really.
Exactly. Yeah, he'll just... We'll get all those strange tweets we get from him, usually when he's had about five barrels.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'll just keep the whole lot going. It'll be one long session.
Yeah, and you need to talk to Harriet, Andy. Get some of that double cream dog top in there.
Yeah, with your fajitas.
Yeah.
So that's the 5th to the 7th of June.
Yeah, and then from the 15th to the 17th of June.
You see? He's just going to run it.
Yeah, he's just going to move the ones off, isn't he? Yeah. Just keep going.
The whole of June.
We know what you like, Andy.
The Hoodness Horse.
At Great Chart, just outside Ashford.
Yeah.
Right, enough of all that. We've got loads more tweets. We'll come back to them in a minute. I want to talk to our first studio guest.
Do you know, I can't believe this.
What's that?
I'm not having to drag him over. I'm not having to force the mic under him.
Shove the mic into his face, yeah.
It's unbelievable. I'm not having to headbutt him if I want to say anything.
I know. It's really odd as well being in the studio because in the studio there's a little bit of an echo because it's such a cavernous place.
I'm excited.
You know, both the old studios that we've had over the years have been very tiny and very kind of claustrophobic.
A bit smelly, and a bit, well, to be frank.
Yeah, but this studio is... compared is nice,
it's
and big.
It's like a little pine Swedish cabin, isn't it?
It is, actually. We also have a sauna in there as well, didn't we? But it's got a really tall ceiling and everything, and it's a bit disconcerting because it's so much space.
I feel quite euphoric.
Yeah, you can swing things and all kinds.
Yeah.
Anyway,
enough I think
of
it's
that.
Time to have a Stanley Estate now, solving your
problem. No, it's not. It's time to talk to Mr. Dan Eales of Auratech. Dan, welcome to the Business Bunker. It's an absolute pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And you've been here a long, long time now because we insisted that you get here at the crack of dawn so that we could try to make sure everything works. And, of course, there's been nothing to do all day. So welcome along. Thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about Dan and a bit about your business first.
OK. In short, we're an IT support company based out of Broadstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We specialise in the SME market.
Right.
Our entire company has been driven with the idea to make sure that the services we provide fit perfectly into our customers' environments.
Right.
So no matter what we do, we make sure that our services get modified, changed, whatever's required to make them fit what the requirement is.
Right.
Effectively, if you look at our website, you'll see our entire company mascot, everything is all around a comedian.
Right.
Basically, the story behind that is comedians adapt to their environment, our support adapts to the customer's environment.
So you don't just offer funny stuff.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people think we have a comedian at our stages.
Yeah. So they arrive to fix stuff with a tickling brush. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, cool.
We can do absolutely anything, anything technical from just your sort of home user support right through to large WAN implementations, the whole sort of setup.
Right, okay, cool. Before you came on air, we were talking about some of the people you support, which is... it's pretty awesome because you were telling me that you support a company in Rhode Island.
Yep.
On the east coast of the United States there. Lovely place. I've actually been to Rhode Island a few times. Tell us a little bit about the company you support there.
The company we support in the USA is actually a company called Cavanaugh & Co. They specialise in the little wafers for christenings and whatever for the churches.
Oh, the communion wafers.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Okay, blimey.
That is all they sell. They sell it throughout the whole of the USA. And right. They've also got a UK branch, which is sort of spread out a bit more to everything from candles all the way through the right. whole shebang.
Blimey, a wafer company.
Yeah.
It's amazing what some people can do and make a living out. But yeah. I suppose with something like that, it's so specialised.
Religion's huge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there's loads of churches that will, and it's a consumable, isn't it? I mean, you have to keep replenishing them. And I suppose there must be some kind of secret recipe or something. Anyway, but
they're quite a big company.
Right, okay.
There's about 15 people working in their department as well.
Okay. Apart from the fact that you're awesomely, awesomely brilliantly good, is there a rationale for why a US company has chosen you to support them?
It was because we actually look after their UK company, right. and I've looked after them on and off for the last 6 years.
Right.
And they were so happy with the support we gave them over here that they thought they'd try us over in the USA rather than a local company.
Yeah, okay. So, a bit like, what's his face? The man with the shavers. Yeah. He liked the company so much he bought it, kind of.
Oh, thing. Yeah. Remington Spark. Yeah. Victor Kayam.
Victor Kayam. That's the man.
Yeah.
Well done. Well remembered.
God,
yeah,
I'm so old.
Yeah, exactly. I liked it so much I bought the company. No, that's really good stuff. And you were also telling me you've also got another kind of remote customer that you support.
We also have a company in Chicago.
Right, okay.
Which is basically, they are an international trading company.
Right.
And for their trading, there's a particular channel they require for satellite that only is broadcasted in Europe.
Mm.
And because of the time difference between getting it from Europe to the USA, they were losing a lot of business.
Right.
So basically they've had us host the satellite over here, and we've provided them a link into our system so that they can actually listen to the satellite satellite feed live with no delays.
All right, okay, cool.
They're quite happy with that. We've been doing that for a few years now, and they're
brilliant.
Going away.
Sounds good to me. You may have mentioned this earlier, but just refresh my memory.
Yes. Have you had some of my Sauvignon Blanc?
No, I haven't, because I'm teetotal.
Do you want
that.
Some?
No, thank you. I'm teetotal.
I do.
You know that. It's just an excuse for you to have some, and you're not having any until
about
Saturday.
Time.
Shush. We're talking to Dan. How long have you been going, Dan?
We will be going in July. We'd have been going 2 years.
Right, okay.
We've actually, my partner and I have been doing this for 15 years now.
Right.
And we effectively started up our own business because we saw a need for a bit more of a friendly IT company, which doesn't, we actually play well with other people. We don't try and blame other support companies. We'll just work with them to get the right results.
Absolutely. And you were telling me that you don't kind of offer just a menu of basic services.
No.
You kind of tailor each service to suit each client?
Yep, pretty much every single one of our agreements. We do have, obviously, the basic that we start with, and then from there we break out any services they do or don't want to make sure that the actual support agreement is spot on for the customer.
Cool. Good stuff. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play another tune in a minute, a bit of tunage, and then after that tune we'll come back to you and we'll talk about what you're planning to do and your support and sponsorship of the upcoming B2B show, Kent and Medway B2B show. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
Okay, let's have a bit of tunage now, and then we'll come back and talk to Dan again some more in a moment.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a bit of Police. What do you reckon?
Yeah, is that Message in a Bottle?
No.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Every Breath You Take.
I was close.
Yeah, have a listen.
Single day.
Welcome back there. Bit of police. Hello. We've suddenly gone off.
Sting, I can hear you.
Not sure what's happening there.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
I'll tell you what it is. Look what happened.
I think it helps if you plug in, Mr. Andrews.
Ah, that would be it. I pulled the plug out. That
only you could unplug yourself.
No, it's my chair.
Live.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't your chair.
It was.
It was you.
Yeah, well, it was me.
Bad work, then. Blame your tools.
Yeah, a bit of police there. Every breath you take.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Before that bit of tunage, we were talking to Mr. Daniel Eales of Auratech Limited, the computer support company from Broadstairs, Thanet, East Kent and the East Coast of America, and all places in between and around and beyond. One of the other reasons that we asked Dan to come along, apart from the fact that he's a lovely guest to have and he's got a very interesting business that provides support to businesses all across the place, is that they're very heavily involved as a supporter of the upcoming business-to-business Kent and Medway show for Invicta Chamber of Commerce, which I believe is on the 3rd of July. He's winging it now and looking for people to stab him in the eye and stuff on the 3rd of July at the Ashford International Hotel. So, Dan, tell us a little bit about your involvement in that and how you've got involved in it in the first place.
Basically, we were approached by Best Business Events on behalf of Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. They asked us if we would be interested in sponsoring the show. Mm-hmm. And we instantly took up the opportunity to sponsor their startup zone.
Cool. Okay. This
is effectively going to be the first year they've had a startup zone. And as part of that, we've decided that we're going to give away 6 free stands within that zone.
Right. Okay.
Basically, it's to any companies that have been started in the last 2 years. All they've got to do is visit our website and basically fill out a quick competition form, and they'll be put in for possibility to win.
Hey presto, they're in online for. How many stands do you say?
There's 6 stands in total.
Right.
Total value's about £2,500.
Right. Okay.
They're basically ranging from a 4-meter stand right down to just tables.
Right.
We're also offering 8 runner-up prizes where people can just put up stands.
Right. Okay.
Just in case they want to put a stand there as well.
Cool. And we'll, before the end of the show, we'll cover all the how you get into that and the web addresses and all those kind of things.
Great prize, though. Well done.
It's a fantastic prize. Isn't that a wonderful prize?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a double edge to that as well, a double whammy of goodness.
Mm.
Yeah. The fact that the show has got a startup area is brilliant. And then the fact that you can do it for nothing, you know, get a freebie in it as well.
Yeah.
Is even double brilliant. Because, you know, we all know what it's like when you start in a business. You're really, you know,
forking out cash all the time. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the startup area itself. I mean, is there, obviously it's to encourage people to tell us that they're there. Is it focused at any particular type of startup or is it anything?
None whatsoever. Any business type that started within the last 2 years.
Mm.
The whole idea. The whole idea of it is to literally introduce companies that have been, the companies that need a little bit of a leg up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Help them get a bit more publicity and a bit more visualisation and get them out there a bit.
That's absolutely brilliant. It's one of the many reasons, and there were lots of them, but it's one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show to talk about that kind of thing. Because Kent is starting to develop a start-up attitude at long last, where people are starting to take on board the fact that if we don't encourage new companies to start, we're not going to have much of an economy in the future. So it is something that's really important. And Kent is embracing it. One of the lovely things about Kent as a county is this fluctuates a bit, but I'm going to claim it anyway because, you know, nobody's going to Google it, are they? Are they?
They will. They will
now. Yeah, they will now.
Now you've said it.
Kent has more small businesses than any other county.
Did you really just make that up?
Yeah. No, I did.
But it's what you believe.
Yeah, but it's probably a bit of a misnomer because Kent's actually the biggest county now. Did you know that?
Is it?
Yeah. Since they split up Yorkshire and stuff like that, Kent is actually the most populated county. It's 1.7 million people live here.
We'll have to ask Suzanne Wood about that.
Yeah, so if you leave aside the urban areas like London and Birmingham, Manchester and the Leeds conurbation, as a county, it's the most populous place. That includes Medway, of course, which we do, and, you know, the South London boroughs that are really part of Kent.
Yeah.
Too.
So like Bexley, Beckenham,
Orpington, those kind of places. But as a county, there are more small businesses than any other kind of business in the county, you know, as a proportion. So encouraging startups is a fantastic thing to do, and it's something that we want to do more and more of. What you're doing is aiding that even more by offering this up. So can you tell us, Dan, what is it that people have to do if they want to participate in this and stand a chance of getting their free space and all the rest of it?
All they need to do is visit our website, which is www.auratech.co.uk /B2B, and that's the number two.
Right.
Fill out the quick competition form on there. Answer one question of why you should be there with under 50 words. And basically, Joe James from the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce will be drawing it later next month.
Fantastic stuff. We will put the links to that on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website so that you can find that at any time. We'll also be tweeting it over the next couple of weeks and pushing it out as well, because it's a great thing to do. And, you know, all power to Auratech for sponsoring this, because it's just a lovely, lovely thing to do. So many startup businesses, you know, struggle in the early days just to get known. And it's important, you know, without that leg up, as you say, Dan, you know, it can be so hard to get off the ground. Can you tell, I know you don't have tons of information about the show overall, because it's not your show.
He can ad lib though, can't he?
Yeah, we'll make it up as we go along. The guest list.
The usual.
Yeah, we've got Mick Jagger. He'll be there all day signing autographs. Yeah. And we've got the entire,
Will and Kate.
Yeah, the Chelsea football team will be there with a Champions League trophy. Yeah. No, that's all lies.
You came in again.
Yeah.
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley will be there. He's performing with Elvis in a special set. Yeah, no.
The cloud.
Yeah. That was good. Jules, that actually made me laugh. Oh. That was actually the only joke you've ever done.
No, you've laughed at about three of my jokes.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. Generally the ones at your expense.
Yeah, absolutely. All joking aside, there is actually quite a good lineup. But the keynote speaker, I understand, is...
Richard Farley,
former dragon from BBC's Dragon's Den, is going to be there.
He's going to be running a workshop during the day, and he's also going to be running free advice sessions to new and startup businesses as well.
Hey, what's not to like about that?
Yeah, exactly.
How brilliant. And do you know what?
What?
We're looking at...
My mother always said you shouldn't say what, you should say pardon.
She's quite right.
Yeah.
She was edumacated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what?
Don't really go though, does it?
No.
Do you know pardon?
Yeah, do you know pardon?
Don't know what she was talking. I'm going to ring her in a minute.
Yeah. Pardon up with that.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. No. I'll try. Tell her. Ring her up and tell her. Yeah. He tried it, but it doesn't work.
No, let's just speak Yorkshire. It's more fun. Yeah. Hey, up. Peas and gravy.
Yeah, peas and gravy. Hey,
Off to bar.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. But this is... I'm making this up as I go along as well.
Oh, dear.
There is a big chance, because I don't know if you probably... All of our listeners would have realised this straight away, that the show, the Kent and Medway Business Show at the Ashford International Hotel, is on July the 3rd. And that is, in fact, a Tuesday.
Right.
Which is, in fact, Business Bunker Day.
Right. And so are you going to ring them up and ask them to cancel it?
Yeah. I said, come on, we're on the radio.
It's Bunker Day.
Yeah. No, do you know what we're actually going to do? Or what we're looking to do?
Right.
And I'm making this up, or they're going to kill me. Yeah?
Yeah.
We're going to do the show from there.
Oh, no. We'll have to lose weight.
I know.
Oh, we'll both have to go on a diet.
People will see us.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, unless we can get smoked glass window in front of it.
Tinted.
Yeah.
Or a little tent, you know, like Demis Roussos, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
We could wear caftans, nobody would know.
So do you reckon, though, we're going to do the Business Bunker live from the show?
Yeah.
What about that?
Give out gingers.
Yeah. But anyway, coming back to, you know, less famous people than us.
Yeah.
Richard Farley and that lot.
Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Elvis.
But, so Richard Farley from Dragon's Den is going to be there. He's going to be advising startup businesses. So, you know, what's not to like, folks? You can get a free stand in the startup area by entering Dan's competition at auratech.co.uk /B2B. Is that right?
That's it.
Yep. /B2B. And that link will be on the Kent Business Radio website later on. So you can enter that competition, stand a chance of winning a free stand, or you can just put your hand in your pocket and buy a stand there anyway, which will be worthwhile. Or you can actually just come along as a visitor, but you're going to have workshops run by a former dragon from Dragon's Den. And, hey, that is really valuable.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things, and I'm being a bit serious now. I'm not normally serious, but I'm being a bit serious. As an angel investor myself, one of the things I find when I invest in businesses is that the thing that helps more new businesses, even more than cash, seriously, even more than cash, is good mentoring, good support and good contacts.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've all been there and made the mistakes. There's no reason for you to have to make mistakes again. We can tell you what to avoid and stuff like that. So get along and listen to someone like Richard, because that is incredibly valuable. So you're looking forward to it, Dan?
a little bit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very nice, a very good day. It's going to be interesting. We're also running a workshop there as well.
Right, okay.
We're doing a workshop on telephone, basically the what is voice over IP, how
right.
to help some people understand why it can be beneficial and how it can save you money and what it can do for you.
Oh, I need that. That was really, it's really funny you should say that, because Lisa Settle from Telcare was on the show last week.
Yeah.
And we were
in between eating cake.
Yeah.
She did tell us a lot of information.
Yeah, and we were talking about telecom systems, and we just very briefly touched on voice over IP and didn't really have much time to pursue that. And it's something that interests me. I want to find out more about it, so I'm going to put my name down for that. Okay. Oh, I can't. I'm going to be broadcasting the show, aren't I?
Is it to do with broadband? So you've got to have broadband, haven't you? Is it like Skype? Is it like Skype?
Effectively, voice over IP is the ability of sending voice down the same system that your computers work on. So it can just be across your internal network. It doesn't actually have to leave your building.
Absolutely. So it could be on your internal Ethernet network, your intranet.
Right.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things you could do with it.
So it's not like Skype, in answer to my question.
It can
Come
be.
Come on, you're looking cagey, Dan.
You can link to
Dan is
like
looking
Skype.
Cagey.
Yeah, but you're asking technical questions of a technical man.
Yeah.
Your questions are simplistic, and the answers are quite complex, because there isn't a yes or no answer to things like that.
It like Skype?
Yeah, but I'm going to just quickly tell you a story from 1,000 years ago.
Go on.
When I was the head of electronic banking...
Can you Skype me and tell me?
No. We had a chief executive.
Just tell you now, listener, the fingers have come out.
Yeah, we had a chief executive who had an office in New York who wanted to talk to a system in London. And he asked one of our techies, could we do it? And the techie started to try and explain to him the ins and outs. And he went, look, just tell me yes or no. So he went, yeah. He said, we'll do it. Yeah. And £1.5 million later, he went, you didn't tell me it would cost that much. And he said, you didn't ask. You just said, can I do it? And the answer is yes, I can do it. You didn't, you weren't prepared to listen to how complicated it was to actually do it. And that's one of the issues, isn't it? Is that the answer to most technical questions is yes. It's just how complex and expensive it is
right.
to affect that. Rent over. Do carry on.
Is it like Skype, Dan?
No.
It can be. If Skype's a very, very basic version of voice over IP.
Okay.
The sort of systems we do give you the ability to work remotely. We've actually had a gentleman sitting on a boat around the Caribbean using a phone back to the UK.
That sounds good.
We've got links back to Kazakhstan as well. And we're looking at potentially getting a customer working out to Nambia.
Brilliant. That sounds really good.
Basically, the workshop's going to help people explain the differences of voice over IP, how it can benefit you, how it doesn't have to be a system in your offices. It could be completely hosted off-site.
Right.
And it basically how to benefit from it.
And need it cost a fortune for a small business?
In all honesty, no. There are systems out there that can be completely free of charge. Admittedly, they take a lot of work to get them going. Or you can go to the big boys like the worlds of Mitels and Avaya, where you will pay sort of $1,500 upwards. We work with a very specific system, which is very, in all honesty, very cheap and very competitive. The system's so intelligent that you can actually put it on a customer's site and literally give the customer the phones, the phone lines and everything, and the system will fully configure itself without any setup.
And are you allowed to say the name of the system?
Yep, it's a product called Sark. It's made by a company called Alintra.
Right.
I've been working with Jeff for probably about 7 years now, and I've seen his system grow so much now. It's one of the easiest platforms I've ever worked with, and we've been using it for the last 6 years.
Right, okay.
But yeah, I recommend it to anyone.
Cool. I got a message for you here.
Okay.
From Alex Waterton of F-Keys.
Okay.
He said, just tuned in. Wishing Business Bunker the best in the new studio. Please give Daniel our telephone number as we met him at Kent 2020. His telephone number is 01634 512 345. But I'll give you that in a moment.
This isn't a dating show, you know, Alex.
Yeah. It's a business show and they're just doing business. Yeah, right too.
I like it.
Yeah, good stuff. Give us one last shout for the competition website. And actually, it's your website anyway, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
The website's www.auratech.
Yep.
.co.uk
right.
And the competition's on /B2B.
Brilliant.
We do also have, I meant to mention, for the winners, there is also a discount being provided by DMS Graphics, Kevin Edmund.
Oh, right, yep.
They're actually going to give them the opportunity to have some very high-end roller banners done with pretty much a 40% discount.
Fantastic. Hey, what's not to like? And the thing I'm interested in and I want to come to is your workshop on voice over IP and telephone systems. Does one have to pre-book to get on that?
I believe there is the option to do it, but most of it's just going to be walking in on the day.
Call him on Skype.
Yeah.
To book it.
Yeah, I would, if I knew how to work it. Thank you for that, Jules. Do you know what time you're doing the workshop?
They haven't allocated times yet.
Okay, so we need to look out for the show website for that.
Yeah.
Do you know what the show website address is?
Yep, it's kentb2b.co.uk, and that's without the www.
All right, okay. kentb2b.co.uk. Okay. All right. Okay.
You'll manage that, won't you? You'll put that on at the end of the show.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing, is I'll find all of these and put them all on the Kent Business Radio website. Dan, thanks for that. That's absolutely brilliant. I'm made up that you could come here and share our first day in our new studio with us. I'm sorry it's been a bit kind of disconnected, but we're kind of waiting for something to not work.
What's new?
Yeah, but funnily enough, touch wood, with only 15 minutes of the show left to go, so far it's gone all right. I mean, obviously we didn't have any phone calls today, because we knew that, but we've got 100 more tweets, we've got some more emails to read out. For the moment, though, thank you for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show and feel free to join in. But it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, Mr. Daniel Eales of Auratech, who are also sponsoring the Kent and Medway Business to Business Show on the 3rd of July at the Ashford International Hotel in conjunction with Invicta Chamber of Commerce, and also doing some stuff with DMS Graphics for most time.
Yep.
So for the moment, thank you very much, Dan. Do stay with us. Do join us for the rest of the show and feel free to participate while we just finish off our last few bits and pieces.
Mm. And thank you for bringing your lovely Auratech bag.
Yeah, we got goodies. We got
we
a goodie bag.
We should be modelling later.
Yeah, absolutely. We were given a goodie bag too, which was fantastic. We got loads of tweets coming in. I had a tweet, if I use the right mouse it would help. Suzanne Wood, fiberglass girl.
Hey, up.
Yeah. Sorry I'm missing the show today, just off to the House of Parliament. To meet our MP, Mr. Gordon Henderson. So, well, enjoy that, Suzanne. I know you can't hear me at the moment, but you'll listen back to this later, as I know you will.
I wonder if he's got Yorkshire tea. Hope he has.
Yeah, well, he's from Sittingbourne.
Oh. Kentish tea.
Yeah, so that won't work, will
it? Hops.
Yeah. So anyway, enjoy your day at the House of Parliament. I'm sure you'll like it. It's a fantastic place. I actually did some consulting there a couple of years
ago. Did you?
Yeah. I'm not allowed to tell you what I did, actually. That was like, I was just about to tell you, and then I thought, hold on a minute, I signed an agreement not to...
You could end up in the tower.
Yeah.
You're a bit like Danger Mouse, aren't you?
I'm very much like Danger Mouse.
You always remind me of Danger Mouse.
Except my patch is on the other eye.
Oh, okay.
Most people are fooled by that.
Yeah, that's the difference. That.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had Mark Smith, I've lost it now, Made in Kent.
Coming in, Mark Smith.
Yeah, no, he sent me an email with a link in it.
That would be the chimney sweep, wood stove, maybe.
Yeah, could be. But now they're all waffling about fajita wraps.
Not rats.
No. Andy Setterfield from Hoodner's Horse.
Yeah. Who's having the beer festival from the 5th of June.
Yeah, and then somebody said, are you having food as well? And he went, yeah, we got the full Mexican. Yeah. And now everybody's tweeting me about Andy's fajita wraps.
Well, we can't be eating those if we're going to go live on a business
absolutely.
Show and appear in person.
No, absolutely.
Unless we do have the kaftan look.
Oh, I found the website I was looking for as well. The tweet I was looking for from Mark. New business in Kent, no website yet. Add yourself to Made in Kent, which is
www.made-in-kent.co.uk. They love the hyphens.
Yeah, and you can do that for the time being, and then they'll do you a new website if you want.
I tell you, Ian's partner, Mark, also told me that there's a reason for the hyphens. It's something techie, but it's quite good to have a hyphen, apparently.
Is it?
Because I asked him, I said, you love your hyphens.
Right.
But there is a reason.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
No, go on, tell me.
Do you know, Dan?
You generally can't have spaces.
Is it a good thing when you've got a website and you have a hyphen for a search or something? Does it help? Or?
I have to admit, I'm not a search engine optimizer, so I'm not honestly sure. Personally, I'd much rather just type out the whole thing in one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I would say that, but I, as I adore Mark, I wouldn't say that live on air. I think Hyphens Are Us.
I think he's got a special offer on Hyphens. That's what it is. I know, Mark. He's a bit of an entrepreneur.
He does Hyphens.
Yeah, buy one, get one free, Hyphens. Yeah. Oh, have I told you about that?
No.
You're opening
a Hyphen shop.
No. I've been talking to someone, Bob Jones.
Oh, I love Bob Jones.
I bumped into Bob.
Yeah.
Who was on the show the other day in Canterbury High Street last Saturday.
Right.
And we had a 4-hour conversation. Yeah.
Did you take him anywhere?
Yeah, no.
Or did you just stand there like market boys?
We just stood in the... Well, it's funny you should say that, because do you know what we're doing?
Oh, you're doing your Barrow boy.
We're doing the marketing, the market stall course. Yeah. Come on, ladies.
And you're going to be...
Buy one, get one free.
You'll love that.
Yeah, here you come. Yeah.
Little knotted hanky on your head.
Hey, I did well with those pancakes, though.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, you knocked them up, sold them on.
I sold them off. And I actually blagged them a bit, really, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, because I sold 2 for the same price that they were anyway.
And everybody loved it.
And everybody loved it. They bought 2 instead of 1.
I know.
Yeah. They were a pound each or 2 for a pound.
Every time I do a...
each.
Every time I do a charity gig, I shall take you with me.
Yeah. No, it was funny though, wasn't it? It was really hilarious. They were a pound each. They were going, get your pancakes here, £1 each, or 2 for £2. And people went, oh, I have 2 then. Oh, look, they're going on about it now.
Scam.
Now, we've got a whole... I've got a
tweet. Fajita.
I've got a tweet now that's got everybody's name in it in the world, and it ends with, the chicken piri piri is gorgeous too. Yeah, they're just taunting us now, aren't they?
Is this a hashtag now?
Yeah. They're just taunting us now.
Are they eating it as we speak?
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're all up Hoodner's horse, sticking their faces in the rough old wife's cider and a bit of fajita. Aww. Anyway, give us an email, because we're running out of time.
Well, now. Catering for Kent, the lovely Hilda Marie Smith, who's often been on the show, she is writing in to tell us about her alfresco barbecue courses. They run from the 25th of May to the 18th of June. All details will be on her website, which is cateringforkent.co.uk, and on the Bunker website afterwards. She's also doing a cupcake course, bread and pastry level, basic cooking skills, Mediterranean cooking, a Thai food course, that's on the 13th of June through to the 17th of July, various dates, the seafood masterclass and fish, which is what my new husband is learning with Ken Lloyd on Mrs. Ken Lloyd on Saturday, that's on the 14th of June, 25th of June, seafood masterclass, and she's also doing level 1 pastry and bread making. In July, she's got a few dates here, Introduction to Bread plus Lunch, which is only £30, which is a great bargain there. And then she's doing for the children, if you've got children, the Chef Academy, Junior Chef Academy. It's all day. There's a morning only for £25, or all day is £75. And that runs 23rd to the 27th of July, and that's the Chef Academy. She's also doing a foraging day.
Blimey.
Yeah, that sounds good. 29th of July.
Ooh,
that would be good for you, foraging.
Bit of foraging?
Yeah.
What, searching through bins, you mean?
I can see you do. I don't think so. I think it's mushrooms and things.
Ah.
Fungi.
Digging up skips.
Or maybe roadkill.
Yeah.
I don't think she goes that far. So that's 3 W's, cateringforkent.co.uk. Hilda Marie, highly recommend. She's a brilliant, brilliant chef. It will be on the Bunker website after.
Cool. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I want to tell you about this, and I'm going on it.
Is it a foraging course?
No, it is a course, though.
Is it a market stall course?
No, it's not. It's a Mindfulness Is Now course.
Ah.
And the first one's this Thursday, and I'm going.
Is that with Louise Cox?
It is with the gorgeous Louise Cox.
Witherden's Hall?
It is not, no. It's at the old synagogue in Canterbury.
Oh.
Which I know very well. It's part of King's School. Oh. It's their art gallery. Anyway, a Mindfulness Is Now open course. It's from 6 to 7 p.m. on the 24th of May, but there are 4 evenings, 4 Thursdays in a row.
Right. Day after mañana.
Yes, day after
first
tomorrow.
One.
Yeah, it's this Thursday
in
the evening, and then the following Thursday, and then the following Thursday, and the following Thursday.
By that, you're mindful after.
Absolutely. So it's the 24th, 31st, 14th, and 21st. And there's a gap in between because, of course, it's all the Queen's Jubilee and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Which remind me to tell you about that in a minute as well, because
we
have to say something about that. But it's a mindfulness course, and it's now open, and it's at the old synagogue in King Street in Canterbury. So it's right in the centre of Canterbury. It's a 4-module mindfulness training course teaching key mindfulness practices in groups with consolidated training, with daily email prompts, plus a 10-minute personal daily practice using a CD or MP3 download. It's backed by over 40 years of scientific research, and mindfulness training has a proven track record and has a dedicated faculty at Oxford University, and is used by such large companies as McKinsey's, Procter & Gamble, Deutsche Bank, AstraZeneca, and many, many others. And if you want to find out more about that course, or to indeed book yourself on it and come and share it with me, because I'm going to be there, there's two ways you can do that, three ways you can do that, I'm lying. You can email info@mindfulnessatwork.com, or you can visit their website, which is www.mindfulnessatwork.com, all one word, or you can call them on 01227 722 772.
That's the Canterbury code.
Which is Canterbury.
And so, you can also look on the Business Bunker website after.
And all of those links will be on the Business Bunker, website afterwards, as Jules quite rightly says. And I will be on the mindfulness course on Thursday evening.
Well,
and
good looking for you.
I look forward to
your new persona.
Absolutely. I'm going to be terrible after that.
You will.
I'm going to be cooking on gas.
More terrible.
But thanks for reminding me.
Jubilee. Queen.
There is a special bank holiday on June the 5th.
Right, an extra one.
An extra one. And it's a Tuesday.
Quelle horreur.
And all the guests I'd lined up went, I ain't coming on your show on a bank holiday.
No.
I'm having a day off and going to the beach to celebrate the old Queen.
Do you think we should do the Wednesday?
No. So we're just not going to have a show that
okay,
week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so there won't be a show on June the 5th, listener.
I shall stay at home and eat lobster.
Yeah, because we'll be out interviewing the Queen.
Yeah, we will.
All right, Liz. We would have got Phil on, but you know what he's
we
like.
We could go in the four-poster bed with, you know, Queen and Phil.
Yeah. That would work, wouldn't it? And some corgis down the bottom.
That's right.
Yeah.
Curled up.
Yeah. It'll work, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Let's
a
go
bit
for
of
it.
Tea and some shortbread biscuit. They're Scottish Highland ones.
Yeah, a bit of their shortbread biscuit and a bit of Phil.
Yeah. We could take them some Taywell's doggy ice cream.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I've had a huge order of Taywell's.
I saw on Twitter,
huge.
Yeah. It's lucky that Alistair and the guys at Taywell have just invested in some new equipment, isn't it?
What, bigger?
Yeah, otherwise they would have never fulfilled your order.
And if you don't come to the lobster party, you won't get any.
I know.
I must just mention
Hold on. Before you do, Mark
the fingers waving at me.
Yeah, hyphens because someone else already had Made in Kent.
No, that's not true.
It's also... Well, let Ian finish.
Ian told me there was a reason.
Yeah. It's easier to read and good for search engines.
Oh, yeah, see? Yeah. I knew it was something technical. Yeah.
And one other tweet from Cobra Investigations.
Oh, yes, I remember Cobra.
Nick and John.
Yeah, they came on.
Yeah, just rushed back from Brussels on a security and vulnerability survey to listen to the show. Good job.
Oh,
thank you for that.
They were at the Whitswell Tweet-Up.
Yeah.
Where you weren't.
Yeah, I know. I've been flaky recently.
They're lovely boys. They really are.
Really nice guys. Yeah. Well, Nick's been
safe
on the show as well.
I feel safe when I'm in the middle of them.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, me too.
I've just got to do a quick one for Alex Hair Photography. You know that I use him. He's done a photo shoot for me for many of my clients, including Hilda Marie, done some stunning shots. He is a Canon teacher. He can teach Nikon, I guess, but he's very good on Canon. Running various workshops. I guess the best thing is to look at Alex Hair, Google him, Alex Hair Photography. They're running now all the way through the summer. Getting started, but also advanced and lighting. And details will be on the Business Bunker website after the show.
Brilliant. We've got loads and loads of tweets still coming in. Aura Tech have tweeted, we all -love-hyphens. Lol.
They're not saying hymen, are they? Because that would be rude.
Don't go.
You sure it's hyphen?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it ended with lol.
All right.
Which, of course, means lots of love.
Yeah, I knew that.
According to our Prime Minister.
Well, that's...
And then Dawn Russell, who we were talking about earlier.
Yes,
we were talking about you earlier, Dawn. The problem with spaces on web addresses is that it replaces the space with...
Yeah, two fingers.
No.
That's what you just
quotation,
did.
Yeah. Which can cause issues in addresses. So that's absolutely right. So it's better to have hyphens than spaces. And...
You see, Ian was right. Ian of Made in Kent.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Angela Briar Stevenson,
yeah.
I did it again.
Yeah.
Angela has said, hey, looking forward to the mindfulness course. See you there. I'm going to. The course is brilliant. So that'll be good. So there's two of us at least. And then Aura Tech again, hyphens work better for SEO as they can pick out keywords from the URL address.
little hive of knowledge there.
Absolutely.
Auratech and like Broadstairs.
Billy Dean would have told us that as well, because Billy's
Dean. He's great, isn't he?
Yeah,
he looks like a pop star.
Yeah, he's really brilliant. And he gets us out of all kinds of jams.
You know, at your comedy night,
yeah.
I just handed in my iPhone because it was doing something and I couldn't get off it, and he just sorted it out.
I know.
Great.
Makes
didn't
you
give
spit,
me a bill or anything.
No, it makes you spit though, doesn't it, when people can do that.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
You can't spit here, we've got alpacas.
Yeah. They might spit for us.
Yeah, spit back.
Right, go on. I've got two or three bits to read out here.
Go on then.
Unemployment has dipped by more than 1,000 across the county of Kent.
That's good news.
Yeah. Figures released yesterday by the Office for National Statistics show that 37,602 people were out of work and claiming job seekers allowance last month. That is a drop of 1,027 people. I've been telling you that for ages. I've been telling you there's work out there. Jobsinkent.com, have a look. Nearly 4,000 jobs today.
You're always finding people jobs, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's loads of jobs out there.
Actually, I do. I'm going to open an agency because if anybody wants someone, I always know someone.
Well, it's like a lot of things, Jules. We haven't got a lot of time to talk about
it. I call it jobs in Whitstable. Don't mind, do you?
Oh, I can guess. It's like a lot of things. Because people think that there's no jobs, they give up looking.
Yeah.
You know, they just think it's a waste of time.
Well, my Shay, 16, doing his GCSEs, he's gone out and got himself a lifeguarding thing, whatever they do, and he marched down with his CV, Whitstable Pool, he's now doing shifts.
Yeah.
He was offered a full-time job.
Yep.
But he's not going to take it, he's doing his GCSEs, but there's work out there.
Absolutely.
Plus he does 2 paper rounds.
Yeah, absolutely. Entrepreneur, our Shay.
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah.
Cool.
And a DJ.
Absolutely. East Morning Research entomologist, Professor Jerry Cross.
What's an entomologist?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. We've got a minute left. I'm not getting into an
Google
argument.
Google it.
No. He's an entomologist. We might find out if you let me read it.
Go on then.
Studies into pest management. Thank you.
There you go. Wait, half a fox.
Just patience, woman. Patience.
I'll have my Sauvignon Blanc
from
Beaujolais Boy.
He's been recognised by the Royal Horticultural Society. Anyway, the experienced professor was awarded the Jones Bateman Cup for his research into various approaches, including better targeting of sprays, and especially the development of pheromone technology to monitor pest numbers.
So we've keeping your green fly down.
We've topped and tailed the whole show. We've gone from half a rat to pest numbers being kept down and award-winning Kent businesses.
Yeah. I bet he uses a bit of fairy liquid.
Yep. And on one other award, a Tunbridge Wells residence home has been presented with a prestigious national award for demonstrating a degree of excellence in the way it develops and supports its staff. Mount Ephraim House, part of the Greensleeves Homes Trust, was awarded the Investors in People Silver Award at a celebratory ceremony held at the Freemasons Hall in London. The Silver Award is achieved by just 2.5% of all people that win an Investors in People recognised award. So that is a massive achievement to them. So well done to Mount Ephraim House, part of the Greensleeves Trust, on their Silver Investors in People
Fantastic.
Award.
Fantastic. Do you know, it's so upbeat, you know, Kent, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You do the goodbyes now, and I'll just have my Sauvignon Blanc.
Yep, you're going to get stuck into the wine. Hey, listen, you've been listening to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show, on Tuesday, the 22nd of May. Stop tinkering that.
Very nice.
The show's sponsored by Task Force. Our guest, the lovely Mr. Dan Eales of Auratech Limited, who are sponsoring the B2B Kent and Medway show on July the 3rd. So get along to their website and enter their competition to get a free stand. And we're fast running out of time. Thank you to everybody that tweeted. Next week the phones will be working as well, so you can call us. But